plus the first performance of a new carol by Jonathan Harvey. The run-up to Christmas begins. A service for Advent with carols, live from Cambridge, Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Always a service to look forward to on Radio 3. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock, time for World on 3, presented this week by Marianne Kennedy.
Gorgeously laid-back old-timey voices there, starting tonight, honest, in Horsefly, British Columbia, home to Ferris and Jason Romero, purveyors of traditional music, handcrafted banjos and Ferris' own songs, as we heard there, with Forsaken Love, the opener to tonight's programme, and to their album, A Passing Glimpse. Welcome to World on 3, I'm Marianne Kennedy, and tonight I'm bringing you some of the delights of the London Jazz Festival, with highlights from the gig at the South Bank Centre, with the acclaimed film director and musician Emir Kusturica and his No Smoking Orchestra. Expect, well, the unexpected. But we're headed down under next, and a voice that I just fell in love with on first encounter. Frank Yama belongs to the Aboriginal people of Central Australia, from the Central Desert west of Ayers Rock. And there's something in the voice as he sings, whether it's in English or his native language, that just seems to rise up out of his core. Have a listen to this one. Kunka Kucha, young lovers sneaking out at night to be together and hanging out till sunrise.
Chupaku tarangala pitala Chungor in kolangarangi Yaha Thank you.
Ah. linga tandangung saya kalang samba saya mul samba nimiso ye wol sira tabara ijelefe alaji mama du sedi moro ya be adiam maimuna si seke fatenda ikelo sadane sedike more ninkala ah tuwa siri fama lo tuwa jabe sire kamarake mafarabana
One of a famous griot line from the Casamance region of Senegal. That was Lamine Sissoko with Tabara from his album Pacao. He's based these days in Falun in Sweden, where he finds a lot of very happy collaborative opportunities with the likes of the great Ale Muller, Maria Jonsson, and the English guitarist Ian Carr. And we're going to head off now in a totally different direction to Indonesia and the wonderful singer Enda Laris, whose album with Didik Wayudi's Gamelan Orchestra is released on the Italian Felmy label. It's a great blend of traditional and modern Java, and in this particular song, the music written by Didik Wayudi is played by a Pelog Javanese gamelan with extra Javanese percussion and violin, and the words are inspired by the teachings of Sunan Kalijaga, one of the masters and founders of spiritual Islam in Java. Bright green bamboo flags blowing in the field, planted by a newlywed couple. Take advantage of the full moon while the opportunity's there, and let's all cheer.
Thank you.
Following on from Enda Laris and the Dedek Gamelan Orchestra with Ilir Ilir was Andrew Cronshaw from his new album, The Unbroken Surface of Snow. The album features the other members of his new band Sands, but that was Andrew in solitary splendour with his interpretation of the Gaelic love song Maidí Mhín Bhealach, Gentle Mary of the Bewitching Eyes. Andrew spent many years up in Scotland and a lot of the time up in the Northwest Highlands in the most spectacular terrain of Torridon. But that particular song he picked up in an old-fashioned but still very popular collection of Scottish tunes called Kerr's Merry Melodies. And Andrew will take me out of my solitary splendour here on World on Three next week. He'll be joining me to announce the winners of this year's Efroot's Critics Poll Albums of the Year. So if you want to hear the results first, be sure to join us then. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three here on BBC Radio 3. And last weekend we headed to the Festival Hall at the South Bank Centre to encounter Serbian musician and film director Emir Kusturica. He's a man that positively courts controversy, whether in the confusion and pain of Balkan politics and identity, or in his artistic adventures. And folk love him or loathe him, whether it's for his politics, or for his Palme d'Or winning films with their Goran Bregovic soundtracks, or even for suggesting in one of his documentaries that Maradona was striking a blow against imperialism with that infamous Hand of God. Extreme reaction? Well, I think he'd be disappointed if there wasn't one. At least that's the feeling I got when I talked to him beforehand. And the gig itself last Saturday night, well, think Rocky Horror meets Freddie Mercury and a balancing act on the audience rails around the auditorium by Nenad Jankovic, the lead singer that should qualify him for the gymnastic beam at the London Olympics. One scene never forgotten. Emir Kusturica and the No Smoking Orchestra in action at the London Jazz Festival.
It's time. It's time. It's time. killed rock and roll. And God said, oh my God, what's happened to the human being? What's happened to my public creature? They all became cold machine. No more love, no more power, machine. Don't get some. Wake up, God, wake up from your boring dream. It's time to stand up. What's up with you, I wonder? Lift your shoulders, stamp your feet, produce the extra protein. Gonna hit you. Hit you with my rhythm stick. So let her be, let her be, let her be, let her relax. Let her be, let her be, let her be, let her be sound. Let her be a music people. Cause it's zone, 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 zone. It's zone, 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 zone. It's Uta, 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 Uta.
Merci beaucoup. Oh, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you our guitar player. His name is Emir Clapton. A younger brother of Eric. And he's gonna play a song. By the way, he's a director, movie director. So he's gonna play a song from his movie called Life is a Miracle. Come on. Show me emotion, please. Show me emotion. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. We'll be right back.
This was just to show you that we know how to play music. Because rest of the night will be a punk night. Thank you.
Now the song from the movie called Crna Mačka, Beli Mačor. Black cat, white cat. Ja volim te još.
Ja volim te još.
U svojim snovima slušajte reči da volim te još. I duša bez dna i srce bez dna da molim te još. Ja volim te sad da ovu iskru što zasja među nama ti drugom ne da. I duša bez dna i srce bez dna da molim te sad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nesho. Thank you, Nesho.
Thank you. dia, cá, do Yaka Sataka. Kali, oh, Kali, come me for yet. Kali, do Yaka, do Yaka Sataka. Kali, oh, Kali, come me for yet.
Thank you.
That was Emir Kusturica in concert at the Festival Hall in London as part of the London Jazz Festival. And you're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and I'm backstage with Emir at the moment.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us. It's almost easier to talk to you about film and that side of your life than it is about music, because I suppose we don't really know as much about that side.
You are right. The last thing that I could imagine in my life is to be performing in London in the Royal Jazz Festival. And if you asked me 15 years ago, I would say this is science fiction. It's a part of something that doesn't have to do anything with rationality. But the point is that I was doing many things in my life. I might tell you that I'm even a writer. I published the book. I'm publishing the new one. I'm an architect too. I'm acting. So I'm doing many things. Not boosting, not trying to tell you, but it's like a freedom that I enjoy in my life, doing many things. That's why it's irrational 10 years ago to say that I will be here with you now.
So what has changed?
Nothing. Just progressing and just getting more energetic regarding outside world that I'm just reacting to. Mm-hmm. But music and cinema, we could say, are having the same origin. I believe that sound is the mathematics plus some sense of harmony that you create, or disharmony, which is the same with cinema, except you operate with image. So putting structure of music and cinema together, you're on good way to have a good definition of both.
So is it a different part of your expression? What is it that makes you decide, I want to go off and be the musician just now, or be the builder just now? Or
I must tell you that even by my energy, I'm very young. I'm getting old for some new patterns which are coming from cinema. You could make a movie for €150 today, which means technology advanced, but the ideas are, I think, very old. The problem is that crowd wants to more and more, wants to see stupid Hollywood movies in which they enjoy very much. And I don't find myself very much in the middle of this. But I hope that whatever we predict, the history, the future history, which is coming now, will create another things, something we don't expect. Therefore, I was spending my time performing music that makes people enjoy the life. Our tunes are a combination of electronic rock and roll music with some ethnic patterns. And when you see people happy during the concert and after, I was imagining people seeing my movies the same way. And I hope I will come back to, not hope, I will next year come back to cinema again.
When you make movies, though, it's not some, you make something and then you leave it and the audiences experience it.
Performing art, what we do. We are performing kind of something that is deeply rooted into tradition. And that's why probably people like us on the Western Hemisphere, because they are much more energetic and happy afterwards than watching kind of serious after rock and roll, whatever the music is called today.
The original incarnation of the No Smoking Orchestra was very, well, it was a bit different from what we'll see on stage here, the, with its
quite
punk
different
origins. Tell me about the transformation,
transformation
to what we have
was
tonight.
Coming after destruction of Yugoslavia and after separation of these small countries, not just because of the market of ex-Yugoslavia, but also the aesthetics in which we were turned more to the world to make something they could enjoy better than just including patterns of new wave and the music that was coming from this country in which we reacted. In the beginning, No Smoking was in fact in between Clash and Sex Pistols, following some old patterns of rock and roll, being very influenced by Monty Python, being influenced by a good part of British history, which we find in rock and roll and in what I just mentioned. And it was like a career that was almost 5 to 6 years after the 80s, and then I went to, I was participating partly, I was not all the time with them. But what is significant to say is that combination of my films and the music resulted with what is No Smoking today.
Well, you are a kind of elder of the film world now. You're a Chevalier of the Légion d'Honneur. You're
I was Chevalier, now I'm
higher. And you're president of various film juries. And but
sorry to be so modest. No,
you said you weren't pushing yourself forward. But what people will see on stage here tonight, they think, well, this is, the bad boy. How do you reconcile both sides?
These people are very much indeed right when they say they see the bad boy, because the bad boy, all what I think about this world, the way it goes, I have very specific relation to what is world today, and I'm trying to express myself as much as possible, probably one of the reasons why I do all of this. And somehow it happens that some people believe that even politically incorrect, you could be awarded by all these awards. But I respect very much your country. This is what I must tell you. I remember when I was in Cannes, two times, I was attending five, six times, but two times I was awarded there. And I remember when I was clinking programs to see what is the reaction of the world of my victory. And on BBC program I've seen, the first news on BBC News was there was a British movie attending Cannes Film Festival, and they shown a long reportage about him, and in the end of, after 10 minutes, they said, by the way, the festival is finished, and there was a winning a director from Yugoslavia named Emir Kusturica. So I appreciate that very much. And even even some of your people call us nationalist, which is very funny.
For some people, you are an artistic genius, an iconoclast. Other people, you're a hate figure. How do you react to that?
There is a beautiful sentence made by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who said, all we do in our life doing art is to be loved by the people, which is very correct. When you are in the family, you like to be loved by father, mother, brother, sister. So when you exit the world and when you want to offer to the world some kind of humanistic view, it's like you are wishing to be loved. And there is a moment in my life when I recognize that this is impossible. And if you want to not to lose your character, you have to stick to your ideas and to your vision of the world, which I'm trying to do, and I'm doing my best.
Now, you've got a great band on stage with you tonight. Are you going to laugh at me going through the cast list, or do you want to tell me who's on stage with you?
I could do it
and you can have a laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're not the lead singer. We should make that clear.
Which is, I could have been singer, but somehow I was not engaged enough to sing.
Okay, so you have with you Ivan Maksimovic on
very
guitar.
Very good, very good player.
Zoran Marjanovic on percussion.
Fantastic drummer.
Okay, and Goran Popovic on various brass.
Yeah, various brass, and he's playing bass too.
Okay, and Zoran Milosevic on
accordion.
Milosevic
is fantastic accordion player, not just, and as you believe, war criminal.
Nenad Petrovic on saxophone.
Incredible jazz musician.
And, oh, this is the one that's going to get me. Dejan Sparavalo
maestro,
on violin.
Maestro.
And finally,
circus maestro.
The lead singer.
Lead singer, Dr. Nele Krajlic. Very good performer. For him, some newspapers in France said that Mick Jagger is paraplegic to him.
Emir, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Me too.
And we're going to head back to the concert hall to rejoin more of the highlights from your concert.
All the best.
This is a song about the creature between man and the dog, and the song called Pitbull Terrier.
skillful, and I'm really delightful. And I find myself I mixed between beauty and the beast. Kill myself, it's my motto. Then police take a photo. Then police take a photo on the sunny side of the street. I like the most, he refused to be a dog, he refused to be a creature, just like Lassie was. Just show me a blow, and in seconds I'll show, in seconds, like tomato, I will squeeze. I'm a pit bull, pit bull, pit bull. I never feel sadness. I never feel a pain. With my cunning and with my stealth, I don't need a brain. We'll be right back. pit, cause I'm not a human being. I'm a pitch bull. Pitch bull. Pitch bull.
Mi pucela Bumara so sinceli Devla devla mangala Uamere camera Let Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, on the drums, the owner of Hard Rock Cafe in Strawberry Fields, Jagodina, Mr. Čeda Prahta Praka. On the bass guitar, all the way from New Belgrade, Mr. Goran Popović, the Pope. On the guitar, Ivan the Terrible. Very well known name all around the world, Mr. Slobodan Zoki Milošević. On the saxophone, a black belt jazz musician from Belgrade, Mr. Neša Petrović. On the violin, a magician, Monsieur Dejan Sparano. You know my name for sure. You remember my name from last time, huh? We played 2 years ago here. So my name is David Beckham. Thank you very much. And on the guitar tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the best guitar player between directors and the best director between guitar players. The best writer between guitar players and the best guitar player between writers. Ladies and gentlemen, on his Paul Red Smith guitar, Monsieur Emir Kusturica. You spend a long time in the rock and roll. You spend a long time in the dance floor. You spend a long, long, long. Come on, let me see your hands, all of you. Hoppa! Shinji, Rinji, Bluba Maro. Yeah, shoo, yeah. I'm on the goiro mesa. Chichiri, chipo, mano. Yeah, shoo, yeah. I'm on the goiro mesa. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention, for your pleasure tonight, Monsieur Emir Kusturica and you know, Smoking Orchestra. Good night, London. Thank you, England. Thank you, Great Britain.
Outrageous, but one would expect no less. Emir Kusturica and the No Smoking Orchestra at the London Jazz Festival last weekend, and we lived to tell the tale. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World 1-3. Still to come, we have the peerless JPP from Finland, a bit of C6 Steve, and something from an album of modern-day Golden Beirut, which is rather different from the scene portrayed by the original name in a time when the city was a conduit between East and West. Next up, though, Ruth Moody, one Australian third of the Canadian girly trio The Wailing Jennies. The band have taken a year out for various family reasons, and this has allowed Ruth, she of the descant voice of the three, to record a solo album, The Garden, which will no doubt be getting big licks on air when she comes to the UK in January as part of Celtic Connections' transatlantic sessions. Here she is with a very seasonal winter waltz, and it is now officially winter. My house won't see sun again until the end of the Celtic Connections Festival.
Darling, oh darling, won't you come back my way? It's been ever so lonely since you
This life has knocked me down to my knees, and I think it's time I get a little bit of that promised land.
And if you just put your arms around me, I believe I can make you a happy man.
Oh, a happy man. Yes, a happy man. Yeah, for a little, little while I would be a happy man.
I ain't happy for much, just to your sweet touch. And for a little, little while I'll be happy in such.
C6 Steve in exalted company on Happy Man with British R&B diva Ruby Turner on vocals and Katie Tunstall backing on guitar and I suspect rather naughty giggles at the end there. Originally from his 2008 album, brilliant title, it says it all, I started out with nothing and I still got most of it left. And it also appears on the new Best Of collection, Walking Man. Before that was Ruth Moody from The Garden, and the Transatlantics will be taking to the road again this year during the Celtic Connections Festival with gigs from Shetland to Dublin to London. A lot of planes and very little sleep, I suspect. World on Three, of course, will also be at the festival again this year. Four nights at the Late Sessions in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, the after-hours venue of choice for many of the festival artists and audiences the past couple of years. So I think we can safely promise something rather special. Onwards, Maha, and a recent session guest on the show, also one of several folk guests on this new collection of alternative takes on English and Scots folk classics. Jackie Oates joins Faye Heald, Jim Cosley and others, each to take a lead on a different song with the Manchester collective, the Woodbine and Ivy Band. Jackie's turn is with Derry Jail, led off by the hypnotic harp of Rachel Gladwin.
Thank you.
cutest. I'll make you see that he will not die. Yes, I'll make you see that you will not hang him until his confession has been done. And then you will see that you will not hang him till within 10 minutes of the setting sun. Where is my love? She's so long coming. And what detains her so long from me? Now does she think it some shame or scandal?
Hope you will stay, hope you won't go, hope you won't leave me alone. Hope you will stay for one more day or two. Well, you make maps, well, I get lost. You see, there's something that works out. Would you hold my hand for 1 mile or two? Here is your cat, here is my fish inside your cat. If you leave nature take its course, then everything fits. Pa 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 pa. You get an oid and I'm an S. We could fight in our spare time. Isn't love getting used to each other flows? Hope you will stay, hope you won't go, hope you won't leave me alone. Hope you will stay for one more minute or two.
Bonkers, really, but rather sweet. In the 60s and 70s, before civil war, Golden Beirut meant a crossing point between two worlds, East and West, one where social and cultural life thrived. In 2011, though, the album taking the name portrays a very different world, but one of a Lebanon where a young generation have kind of had enough and they're speaking out and doing their own thing. That was the final track on the album, Disposable Valentine, from The Incompetence, headed up by Serge Yared. He's the host of a rather bohemian night in West Beirut called the Crate Sessions, where equality rules with everyone having to play out the same wee portable amp. But this album is a great snapshot of left field Beirut. The whole project was compiled by Thomas Burkhalter of music magazine Norient.com. I thought, to be honest, I wouldn't be a fan of this collection, but I defy you not to see the life and attitude bursting out of it. Before that, Jackie Oates joining the Woodbine and Ivy Band from their album of alternative takes on folk songs. They're also touting Faye Heald's Spencer the Rover as a download single. I see Christmas charts in sight, I think. Right now, we're headed for Tunisia by way of Paris, and a singer called Emel Mathlouthi, brought up in the suburbs of Tunis on a diet of her dad's record collection of Arabic classics and Latin American protest songs. She was bitten by the performing bug at the age of 8 on the stage of the wee local amphitheatre, and she's never looked back. This comes from her album Helma, or Dream, and it's a beautifully sad song, meaning every day spring takes a heart and a bird dies in the sky. Spring takes a heart and a soul is missed.
Thank you. وليس المر محتوما أليس المر محتوما علينا
so we love you.
I know I'm showing my vintage there, but anyway, one of the most underrated singers and songwriters, Jackie Leavin, who died 2 weeks ago after a long fight against cancer. A beautiful voice, all the more so when you consider that it was nearly destroyed in a vicious attack back in the 80s when he was nearly choked to death. Where some songwriters are looking for the spiritual, Jackie said he was looking for the soulful, and that meant for him being rooted down in the earth rather than looking to the sky. He was born to a Romani mother, but considered himself something of an outsider, although he'll forever be associated with the Kingdom of Fife. He counted fellow Fifer and music nut Ian Rankin of Rebus fame amongst his fans and friends. And he leaves over 400 songs and a string of albums on Cooking Vinyl, who championed him throughout his solo career. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and I'll carry on now with another gypsy voice that oozes life to the full, Yelena Yakubovic. She's based nowadays in Sweden, but she was born in Russia, where her singing caught the attention of the composer Shostakovich, and she credits his enthusiasm back in her youth as the inspiration so many years later behind this new album, Burn, Burn Gypsy Love, a collection of Russian gypsy songs from her childhood. It's gorgeous stuff. Have a listen to this one, I Cannot Love You Anymore.
Ошибся ты, нет чувств, нет мыслей нежных. Случайным сном была любовь моя. С тобой не раз мы встретимся, быть может, взор не брошу я, любя, и сердце мне никто уж не встревожит. Я не могу любить, я не могу любить. Я не люблю тебя. Напрасно все, и взгляды, и улыбки. Они теперь не властны надо мной. К чему будить забытья? Чем любить случайный сон пустой? Но если ты меня обнимешь снова, и страсть твоя захватит и меня, я не могу любить, я не люблю тебя. Не верь тогда в не могу любить, я не люблю тебя.
What an amazing voice. Yelena Yakubovic from her new album, Burn, Burn, Gypsy Love. A fantastic collection next from Radio France, an anthology of music from Corsica. I'm definitely going to play more than a little of this. Loads of good stuff from classic voices in harmony to some great fiddle bands. This one is one of those classic harmony songs on the deep connection between working man and beast. O Fiamo is the song of a labourer who laments the loss of his bull in a flood. One of the heartlands of Finnish music, Kaustinen is home to the mighty JPP, the young bloods of the fiddle group based in the wee village in the west of Sweden in Österbothnia, although they are kind of a musical elders themselves now. Pelimanen Kosto was written by one of the band, the great pianist and accordion player and harmonium player, as we heard there, Timo Alakotila, and it comes from a new album, JPP Live in Duluth. And that's about it for tonight. Thanks to my producer, Roger Short, and the BBC audio crew at the London Jazz Festival. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and I leave you with a track from a former session guest, Arkansas-born clawhammer banjo player, Alison Williams. From her album Give Me the Roses, this is the Lee Creek Waltz. Good night.
Good morning from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. 6 hours of music taking you right through to breakfast. We get underway with a concert from Slovenia. Pavla Despalje conducts the Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra in concertos by Vivaldi and Handel, choral works by Cherubini and Mozart, and in the oboe concerto by Marcello. Vivaldi's Opus 3, L'Estro Armonico, or Harmonic Inspiration, is a collection of 12 concertos for 1, 2 and 4 violins, which he composed in 1711. This is the 11th concerto in the set, in D minor, scored for 2 violin soloists, cello and orchestra.